Foghead, St. Helena, California, June 10, 1906. Dear Brother Foghead, we have received your letter and we're glad to hear from you and your children. They are now at the age where they need special care and guidance. From the light I have, you are not to remain separated from the publishing office. Brother Salisbury needs your qualifications, and the office needs you. You and Brother Salisbury can unite to do a good work. The Lord will bless you in the position you have occupied for so long a time. Some will try to bar the way, but those who do this should seek to guard diligently their own souls. I say, my brother, your children need your special wisdom, exercised in the kindest manner. Set an example to all parents to keep the way of the Lord. Love the Word, and teach its precepts to your children. Put forth every power of your intellect to instruct wisely your children to keep the way of the Lord. As father and mother, if your hearts are right with God, you will make the Word your guidebook in the home. Why? Because it is the Lord's instruction to all the human family. I cannot at this time write all that I desire, but you are to realize your great responsibility to teach your children the way of the Lord. Study the directions given in the book of Deuteronomy and in the New Testament. The Lord will bless you in your efforts to heed His directions. We owe all to God, and let us praise His holy name. My heart goes out for all of you. I pray for you, and for all who are acting as teachers and guardians in the work. All are to exercise the strictest integrity in every line of the work, and so work in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, that they shall become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world by a steadfast faith in Christ Jesus, the full and perfect sacrifice. In Christ's sacrifice is His love for fallen man expressed, a sacrifice of Himself for the saving of the world. All who can take this in will understand the value of the soul, which means the whole man. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. This means that there is to be an individuality expressed by every soul ever to represent through his faith in all his work, his gratitude, and his repentance for sin. We are earnestly to cultivate a perception of the great and measureless sacrifice of one equal with God, in bearing all the sufferings satanic agencies can invent through human beings. We would have every soul awake to an appreciation of the great sacrifice which Christ has made. If those who believe in Him have a realization of His love, they will exercise strict control over their spirit, their words, their habits and practices. They will consecrate themselves to God, mind, heart, soul, and strength, growing up into full stature in Christ Jesus. All their powers will be consecrated to God the Father, as an expression of their appreciation of the wonderful sacrifice He has made to redeem an apostate world. His Son, equal with the Father, came to the world, clothing His divinity with humanity, to live a life of poverty and to suffer reproach and be misunderstood. He was beset with Satan's temptations and reviled of men. He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. With what pain He viewed the defects in His disciples. He loved them, and He loves His disciples today as He did those who were with Him when He was upon earth.